Laurie, a change of coach or manager, as we used to say, is a big day for any football club. Mm-hmm. They come around a lot here at the moment. It's going to be the last one for a while.
Yeah, we certainly hope so. I mean, I think, I suppose the other thing to contextualise, and I know you sort of see statistically four coaches in 10 months. Kenny's tenure was relatively short, that, you know, that, let's be honest, within all of that. So I wouldn't, yeah, statistically there's been four, but Ken never really had any sort of sustained time with the team. So, but to truly answer your question, yeah, we want and we need stability within the playing group and within the coaching group. And we feel that because of the pedigree of Nuno and what he brings and what he will bring to the group, that, yeah, we hope we've got someone that can provide that stability for the long term now, yeah.
Yes, and let's talk first of all about Nuno. He's obviously, people will have seen his CV and studied him all over the internet already since he's arrived. It's obviously an entirely different challenge for him, but there's clearly something that impresses the club about him. What is it in particular?
Yeah, well, I think we, within the club and certainly within the ownership, there's a particular sort of style of play that they want the team to adopt, and they've been looking at other teams within the league. And look, there's not, I don't think there's a coincidence that five out of the six managers in the top six this season are from the continent. And excuse me, and I think the style of play that you've seen certainly teams like Fulham deploying have been very sort of European in their nature. So I think they really want to see a sort of a developing style of play that comes into the team, and they really see Nuno as being someone that, because of his CV, because of the pedigree of the clubs where he's coached, that he's someone that can genuinely sort of bring that to this club and help take that forward.
Yeah, there's no doubt that he has an impressive coaching CV already. Mm. However, that indicates quite a change in thinking here, doesn't it? Because only a short time ago, we had Paul Lambert here, who was very excited, had won this league, which is the sort of experience that the world has been telling us is so important in the Championship. Mm. Not only have you chosen to do away with that, but all the coaching staff here as well. Mm. Now, that is a big change, isn't it?
Yeah, and I guess that if you're sort of from an owner's perspective, well, firstly, look, when you make a coaching change, it's not uncommon that they're going to want to bring in people that they work with and people that they've got.
Indeed, but usually they have people, or there is some connection with the country. I doubt Nuno and his staff. Yes, coaches often bring in their own staff. None of them have worked in England before. Is that a problem?
No, not to my mind.
Why not?
And I wouldn't. Well, I just think because the level of where they've coached at in the past, and I think, look, they're coming into a different environment. He explained that during the earlier part of the press conference. So he knows he's going to have some acclimatising to do. But I think it's right that we're respectful of the fact that he has got a very strong track record. He's got a strong experience having coached at other big clubs in Europe. He's a Champions League. He's a coach that sort of operates within the Champions League structure. So to then potentially say that he wouldn't be adaptable to come into the Championship would almost, to my mind, sort of be downplaying his skill set. So I would certainly hope that he would be adaptable. Is he going to have to learn? Is the Championship entirely comparable with La Liga? No, it's not. So he's going to have to learn. But again, we've got enough people in this football club who are, in my opinion, the very best of what they do in terms of the support team and the support staff here. We've already spent several hours with some of those guys over the course of the last 48 hours. He's very impressed with what he's seen with regards to some of our backroom staff that are still retained within the club. And we'll be working extremely hard to make sure that he's got everything he needs in order to acclimatise as quickly as possible. But personally speaking, I don't, and clearly the owners don't, have any concern or anxiety whatsoever about how he'll integrate into a different league.